What's up, guys? Welcome back to the A Little Bit About A Lot podcast. Mm-hmm. I'm Jose.
I'm Missy.
And we are back.
All right. Someone got their drink read up. So yeah. Now he's feeling so good.
I'm done.
He's with done.
The piña coladas.
You're done? Okay.
Time for some water.
He's a little drunk, so.
That's the key. You don't want a hangover, you drink water.
Oh, thank you for letting everybody know that.
That's how you...
What's that called? A life tip?
That's a life tip number 139.
Okay. So, what we're talking about in this particular episode is a little story that we both found on social media that we both thought were interesting. About this guy who apparently is with his wife. They have a son together who's 5 years old, and they run into one of her old high school friends out shopping, and you know, she says hello to her, they're talking, she tells her she has a son, and then
she freezes up when the friend says, "What's his name?" The wife goes,
okay, so she clams up, and the husband actually answers the friend, and he's like, you know, our son name is such and such, and the friend is like, oh my god, like your ex-boyfriend that you were madly in love with in high school. Wow.
Somebody gotta die.
So, you know, I mean, a lot of people are just making this to be such a big deal.
You can't do that to a guy. And the main thing is not that she named him after the ex. Now she don't want to talk about it. The husband's like, all right, come on, we got to talk about this. And she's like, I don't want to do it. I don't want to talk. Somebody got to die.
Oh, my God.
Get the strap. Like, come on. Either the husband got to kill himself.
No, it's not that.
Or the wife
got to
die.
It is not that motherfucking serious. Good Lord.
That was,
listen, it's a fucking name. We don't know what their relationship was about. You know, the girl said, oh my God, you know, you named him after your ex-boyfriend. We don't know what kind of relationship that was. And like I said, you know, the husband did say it's a rare name. He's never heard his son's name until his son. So,
yeah, now his son is named after the guy that was giving his wife the long dick.
Oh,
okay?
My God.
We don't know what they was doing, and she named him after this guy. Somebody gotta die.
Oh, my gosh. Could just the wife saying. Not just fucking like the name? I mean, it's a rare name. He did say this is a rare name. So I'm just saying, I'm playing devil's advocate here. Can't the wife just like the fucking name, and she just wanted to name her son?
If she want to keep that name, I'm leaving, abandon the family, start a new family.
Oh my God, you're jumping ship.
That's it. If she want to keep the name.
Wow, that is so.
That's crazy.
That is so, wow. Did you guys hear this?
It's disrespectful.
He's totally out the door. Like, if she's keeping the fucking name, he's out the door. He doesn't approve.
Come on, that's not disrespectful.
I mean, disrespectful, I mean, it's
that's
a
like
name.
Me naming our kid after, you know.
It's a name.
Like, what?
It's a name.
Yeah.
I mean, but this is the thing. He didn't know about this person, okay? I mean, if you know the person.
And now she don't want to talk about it.
If you know the person, if both parties are in the relationship know the person's name and you do that, then yeah, that's an issue. He never even knew about this person. He doesn't. Apparently, she's never spoke about this relationship or, you know, the name or what it meant to her. So it's not like he knew about the person. You know, it's a different dynamic.
Listen, guy, if you out there listening, go get a DNA test. God knows who the father is to that baby, because if she willing to name him after the ex, God knows what she was doing if she met him in that same mall you was in 5 years ago and, you know, just started dropping that pussy.
Oh, my goodness.
Just because she's in love with this guy.
Oh, my goodness.
Change that kid name ASAP.
Jose.
A fucking sat.
Okay. Well, I see the fucking Malibu is kicking in on
no,
you.
No, it's true. That's just disrespectful.
I think the Malibu is just kicked in.
It's just disrespectful.
You know, and this is the thing. Again, I think the dynamics is different. If you know of your partner's ex's relationship, you know their name. And, you know, you come into the relationship and you're knowing their names already on both sides. And one of the partners name, you know, the son, you know, an ex of the female or vice versa. Then that's different.
No, no. That's why real but niggas he, name their kids Jose the Fourth. That's what my son name would be, Jose the Fourth. There's no, I don't give a fuck how unique it is. I don't care how many vowels is in it. I don't care about none of that.
Oh,
it's going to be Jose the Fourth.
Jose the Fourth.
Anything other than that is just disrespectful, and somebody gotta die.
Okay, and get the strap. Well, I feel like a lot of people, you know, I think people are really making this bigger than it really is, you know, to a certain extent. This you know, could she have told him? Of course.
She should have.
Of course. But again, we don't know the reasoning why she named her son after her ex. She could have just liked the fucking name.
I agree with the comment
you
here.
Know what I mean?
My man says he's divorcing, starting a new family, because that trifling ass woman deserve a life by herself.
Damn.
Struggling.
Ooh.
Being a single mom.
Ooh,
I applaud this man. I'm pretty sure she's going to be on welfare.
Lord.
Or something.
Oh my.
That's what I'm talking about. Because it's disrespectful.
You know, men are so, you know, and that's the thing, ladies. Men are so, like, OD sensitive when it comes to this stuff. They really just don't know how to take this shit. You know what I'm saying? Women take a lot of shit.
Take
and here
court.
It is. Here it is, a fucking name, and they can't even fucking take it. You got men by the dozens
That's
commenting. Men by the dozens commenting on this one topic because they cannot, their fucking ego cannot, their heart can't take it. It's just too fucking much.
Mm.
And all I'm saying is, you know, in defense, it could just be a dope ass name. You know what I'm saying? A dope ass name. Should she discuss it with him now? You know, now that he does know, you know, because the friend outed her.
Well, she didn't out her. She just said it.
Well, she said, but I mean,
she wasn't such a sneaky wife.
I would be fucking upset with the fucking friend because, first of all, ain't nobody asked you to say, oh my God, you named him after the fucking guy you were dating in high school who you were madly in love with. Oh my God, the one you used to be all hugged up on, the one you daydreamed about forever and wanted to marry and have his kids. Oh my God. First of all, bitch, I didn't ask you to say all of that. Okay, so someone's getting a live call right during the podcast.
What do you guys think? You know, it just, would you leave them?
We're
going to
pick this back up.
Change?
We're going to pick this back up.
No, don't pick
We're going to pick it back on. Up. I just do want to know, like, what do you guys think about this? You know, is she trifling?
Call in. Let us know. Somebody
call in,
give us a call.
Call us. Tweet us. Message us.
Follow us. Like, subscribe.
All that good stuff. But, you know, what do you guys think? Is you know, are
it's
people overreacting about
this? Get the strap. Somebody gotta die.
Let us know. We'll be back. We got more to discuss.